Shalom to all. Today's episode of Basar Daf Kufchav Ches, and we are starting Kufchav Zayin Amud Beis about two lines off at the bottom with the words Shalchler of Abel or of Yosef Bar Chama. And today's daf is sponsored Lila Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now today's daf we're gonna have seven memories, seven halachas that Rav Abba sent Rav Yosef Bar Chama, and the reason why I bring them up is because one of them is gonna pass like Rabbi Yehuda from the previous Gemara. And here goes Shalchler of Abel or of Yosef Bar Chama. Rav Abba sent the following halacha to Rav Yosef Bar Chama. Ha'amil Chaveroi. Person tells his friend. Reuven tells Shimon. Avdi Ganavta. You stole my Eved. Ruaimer and Shimon says. I didn't steal it. So Reuven asks Shimon, what's he doing by you? Why is my Eved in your house doing work for you? And Shimon responds, you sold him to me. Or you gave him to me as a gift. And then Shimon says as follows, if you want, you can swear that he's your Eved and then you could take him back. Vinishba, and Reuven swore. Rav Abba says, he's not a bechazer from that. Now the chiddush over here is that even though there's no such a shvuah midin, nowhere in Shulchan Aruch are you going to find that such a shvuah exists, that Reuven would be able to make a shvuah to get his Eved back. This is something which in legal terms is called extra legal. It's something that more or less was created on the spot. Reuven just made this suggestion, why don't you make a shvuah and then you'll get it back. It doesn't have any basis halachically, and so you might think that Shimon could just be chayzer and say, forget it, I was just joking, I didn't really mean it. The chiddush is that he's not allowed to do that. Once he offered, you can make a shvuah and get your Eved back, so he has to stick to his word. The Gemara asks Makamashmon, what's the chiddush? Tanina, we have a mission that tells us this. Amar Loi, let's say one person tells another. They're going to Din Torah and they need to have someone judge their case, and the fellow says, Emanolai Abba, my father is trusted to me to be a judge over here. Or Nemanolai Avicha, your father is trusted to me to be a judge. Or Nemanolai Shleshurai Bakar, three herdsmen, three cattle herders are believed to be judges. These guys are usually Amratzim, they don't know much. And all these people that we just mentioned, my father, your father, Shleshurai Bakar, halachically are not able to be judges, but the guy said, it's okay if they're judges, I'll follow what they say. Remeir Amr Meir tells us, Yachalachzerbai, he could be chazer from that, but Vacham Maim Lacham say, any Yachalachzerbai, he's not able to be chazer from it. And we pass him like Lachamim, so we already see very clearly from here, even though something's not found in the Shulchan Aruch, halachically, this is not something that we would set up from the offset. If one of the people says, I'm okay with this, we would follow that, and he's not allowed to back out. So what's Rav Abba's chiddush? And the answer is, Hakamash Malon, Rav Abba's telling us, De'be'etan lecha machloikes, that the Chacham and our mayor argue, even in a case of etan lecha, I'll give you, and malach gedei rechamim, the halach is like the Chacham. If we just had the first machloikes of the Chacham and our mayor regarding who could be a judge, we would have thought that the reason why he's not allowed to back out is because he's saying, I'm okay with this person being a judge if he paskins against me and I'm not going to receive my money. But in regards to a person having to take money out of their pocket to pay another, that's not necessarily the machloikas from Meir Lachamim. And the Chiddush of Rabbah is that yes, they're even arguing in regards to having to pay, such as in the case of the Eved, where he says, if you make a shvuah, I'll give you your Eved, and we pass like the Chamim. Moving on to din number two, Shalcher of Abel or Yosef Bar Chama, Rabbah sent the following to Yosef Bar Chama, Halacha Gavin Min Avadim. The halacha is the one could collect from Avadim. We know that when a father dies and leaves his Yerusha over to the Yosaimim, and somebody whom the father owed money to is coming to collect a debt from the Yosaimim, he's only allowed to collect from karka, from property, and not from a tatalun. Now there's a drasha that compares avadim to karka, and Rav Abba is passing la halacha that avadim are allowed to be collected from. However, Rav Nachman argues and says, in gaivin, one is not allowed to collect from avadim, even though we do have a drasha linking avadim to karka, that doesn't mean that they're considered 100% karka that one could collect from them. On to member number three, Shalcha Rav Abba Rav Yosef Bar Chama, Rav Abba sent the following message to Rav Yosef Bar Chama, and this has to do with giving edos, and let's just understand the following before we continue. Two brothers are called Rishon, their children who are first cousins are called Sheni, and their grandchildren who are second cousins are called Shlishi. And so what's Rav Abba's memra? Halacha, the halacha is Shlishi B'Sheni Kasher, that a Shlishi is allowed to give testimony about a Sheni, meaning this person, the Shlishi, is allowed to give testimony about his father's first cousin, who again is a Sheni. And Rav Amar Rav tells us, Afba Rishon, he's allowed to give Eidos about a Rishon, meaning a person's allowed to give Eidos about his grandfather's brother, his great uncle. And Mar Bravashi, Achshar Ba'aba Da Abba, Mar Bravashi allows a person to give Eidos about his father's father, meaning his grandfather. However, v'lasachos like Mar Bravashi, that halacha is not like Mar Bravashi. And on to member number four, Shalchler of Abel Rav Yosef Bar Chama, Hayidei Oloi Be'edos Karka Ad Shaloi Nistama. A guy knew Eidos about a property marker before he became blind. Reuven knew where Shimon's property marker was, and he wasn't blind yet. He could point it out to you precisely. And then what happened? V'nistama, he became blind, and then there was a din Torah where Shimon's property marker is. Pasul, he's not allowed to give Eidos, because how is he supposed to show where the property line is if he's blind? However, Shmuel says that no, Kasher, he is allowed to give Eidos about this. Why is that? After the Mechavim Mitzrayim, it's possible that he's going to be Mechavim the proper boundaries, meaning it could be that he's going to describe where the boundary is. He could always say, 5 meters due north of a small apple tree at a 20 degree angle going east-west, that's where the property marker is. And even though he's blind, he still was able to describe it. Aval Glima Lai. But in regards to giving testimony about a cloak or a garment belonging to him, it's something he can't do after he's blind, because that he needs to be able to see. He can't just say it's a size 38 long. There's many size 38 longs out there. There Rav Shmuel says that a garment can't have testimony given about it by a blind person, even though he knew this testimony before he became blind. Now, Rav Sheshes argues that afil glima, even we're talking about a garment, after the mechavin midas arka midas rochbai, he's able to give the precise measurement of the length and the width, even though there's many size 38 longs out there, each one has a slightly different measurement. If the blind person is able to say, I know exactly how long and wide the jacket is, so then we would follow that edos. Avol nascha loy, but in regards to a bar of gold or silver, he cannot give edos about that because this needs to be done by sight and there's no way to describe it. However, Rav Papa argues even in this, afil nascha, even with a bar of gold or silver, after the mechavin midas mishkalaisav, he's able to give the precise weight. Even though all bars of gold and silver had a standard size, length and width and height, they didn't all weigh the same amount, and therefore if this blind fellow is able to give the precise weight, we're going to follow that. But now Meisei, we ask on these last three Manda Amrim, namely Rav Papa, Rav Sheshes, and Shmuel, all whom agree regarding a property that a blind person is able to give Eidos about where the boundary is. We have a Brisa that tells us, Hayodei Eloi be'Eidos, Avel new Eidos for another person, Ad Sheloi Nas Chasonei. This is before he became that guy's son-in-law. V'Nas Chasonei, then he became a son-in-law, or Pikech v'Nischaresh, he was regular and new Eidos, and then he became a deaf mute, and obviously can't give Eidos when he's a Cheresh, or Pitech v'Nistama, he was able to see, and he knew Eidos, and then he became blind, or Shafoi v'Nishtata, he was regular, had his full mental faculties, and then he became a Shaita. Possibly he's not able to give the Eidos. Avol, Hayodei Eloi be'Eidos Ad Sheloi Nas Chasonei. If he knew this Eidos about this guy before he became a son-in-law, v'Nas Chasonei, then he became a son-in-law, Umeisa Bitoi, and then the guy's daughter, meaning this fellow's wife, died, or Pikech v'Nischaresh v'Chaz v'Nispakeach, he was regular, he became a Cheresh, and then he became regular again, or Pitech v'Nistama v'Chaz v'Nispateach, he was able to see, he became blind, and then he became able to see again, or Shafoi v'Nishtata v'Chaz v'Nishtafa. He had his full mental faculties, then he became a Shaita, and then he went back to being normal. In all these cases, Kasher, he's allowed to give Eidos. And Zakal, this is a general rule. Kol Shetchilasei, Oy Seifei v'Paslos, Pasol. If at the beginning of him knowing the Eidos, or at the end, he was Pasol to give Eidos, so he's Pasol. Whereas Chilasei v'Seifei v'Kasheros, Kasher. If at the beginning and at the end he was Kasher, but there was some interim period that he wasn't Kasher, he's still Kasher to give Eidos about this thing, whatever it may be. What do we see from here? Kuf Chachasom Bez on top, Tiyufta Dekulu Tiyufta, as a refutation to all these Manda Amrim, again, Shmuel, Rav Sheshes, and Rav Papa, because they had said that if the person knew the Eidos before he became blind, he's allowed to testify even after he became blind. But we just said very clearly in this Braisa that if Soifai was Bepaslos, then he's not allowed to give the Eidos. And if a person's blind, he can't give Eidos, so that's clear refutation to these Manda Amrim. On to member number 5, Shalch Rav Abba Rav Yosef Bar Chama, Rav Abba sent the following to Rav Yosef Bar Chama, Ha'omer Al Tinoik Bein Abanim, if a person says about a young child among other sons, Neman, he's believed. Whereas Rav Yechon Amar, Enu Neman, Rav Yechon says he's not believed. And the question is, Maika Amar, what's he saying? What does that mean? He said something about a Tinoik Bein Abanim. So Amar Abaye explains, Ha'chikamar, this is what's being said, Ha'omer Al Tinoik Bein Abanim, Yarish Kol Nechasai, Neman. If a person says about a young child among his other sons that this young child, this Tinoik, should inherit all of my Nechasim, he's believed. And who's this like? Rav Yechon Breka, just like Rav Yechon Breka. We had his opinion a few times before. Rav Yechon Breka allows a father to give all of his Yerusha to one of his children, leaving all the other ones out of it. Whereas Rav Yechon says, Ein Neman, he's not believed, Kirabanon, that's like the Rabbanon, who argue with Rav Yechon Breka, who do not allow giving all Yerusha to one child, because it's against what it says in the Torah. The Torah says you have to split the Yerusha up equally, and you can't just give it to one son over all the other ones. However, Maskal Rava asked on this explanation, Hai Neman v'Ein Neman, Yarash v'Lay Yarashim Ba'alei, instead of saying the father's believed or not believed, it should say that the son inherits or doesn't inherit, if we're actually talking about Yerusha, and therefore El Amar Rava, Rava explains differently, Hachikamer, this is really what's being said, Ha'omer Al Tinoik Bein Abanim B'charhu Neman. If a person says about one of his children among his other sons that that child is B'char, he's believed. And who's this like? Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda of yesterday, that had told us that even though the Chazakah, the presumption, the word on the street is that a different son is a B'char, the father is believed to say, no, that son is a B'char. Whereas Rabbi Yechon says, Ein Neman, he's not believed, and who's this like? Rabbanon, like the Rabbanon of yesterday, that if we have a Chazakah, if everyone's talking and everyone says that a different son is a B'char, a father is not believed to say, no, this one is. And on to member number 6, Shalchel Rav Abba Rav Yosef Bar Chama, Rav Abba sent the following to Rav Yosef Bar Chama, Ha'aymer, if a person says, Titol Ishti Kechem Nabanim, then my wife should receive a portion like one of the sons, Naitals Kechem Nabanim, she gets like one of the sons. We know that a wife does not Yarshin her husband, however, the husband is able to say that my wife gets a portion among the other sons, and that's Begeder Matana. He's giving it to her as a gift, which he is allowed to. She doesn't Yarshin Midin Yerusha, but because of a gift, she is allowed to receive. And Amarava, Rava clarifies, Ubin Achasim Shal Achshav is only regards to Achasim that the husband currently has, and Achasim that come afterwards are not something the husband's able to say anything about. And furthermore, Ubanim Habayim Lachar Mikan, this also applies to sons that come afterwards, since she has to split with all the sons that he has at the time of his death, even if right now he only has 3 sons, if he fathers 3 more sons, for example, before he dies, then she would get a much smaller portion. And by the same token, if one of the sons that he currently has dies in the interim, she would get a larger portion. And onto the last last memra, Shalchle Ravaba Rav Yosef Bar Chama. Ravaba sent the following to Rav Yosef Bar Chama. Hamaytzi shtar chav v'chaveroi. If a person takes out a shtar chav against his friend, Reuven claims from Shimon, you owe me $100. Malva Omer lo nifrati klum. The Malva Reuven says I wasn't paid one penny. Veloiva Omer and Shimon says parati mechza. I paid $50. I paid half. Ve'ed me'idim and then edim come along to say shapara kulai that Shimon actually paid the entire thing. Hari is a nishba v'gayve mechza v'nechaz v'nei chayrin. Shimon would have to swear that he paid half, and then Reuven the Malva would collect the other half only from nechaz v'nei chayrin, which refers to property that Shimon currently has. Avol mishubadim loy. He does not collect that 50 from property that was mishubed, meaning from property that Shimon had subsequently sold to other people. Why is that? To Amri, those lakuchas, those buyers, can say, Anana Edim Samchinon, we're relying on the Edim that say that Shimon doesn't owe any money, and therefore the property can't be taken away from them. Now let's just pause for a second to explain a different case that the Gemara is just about to bring, which is Machlekes, Rabbi Kiva, and Reb Shimon. A shtar was brought by Beryl stating that Shmerel owes him coins, and Beryl claims it's 5 coins. Shmerel argues that he only owes 3 coins. Rabbi Kiva holds that Shmerel is considered a Meshiva Veda. It's like he's returning a lost object, because the word coins could mean 2. The minimum of coins of plural is 2. And by Shmerel stating that he owes 3, he's like a Meshiva Veda. It's like he's returning a lost object. He on his own is adding that third one, and he doesn't have to make any Shvua. Whereas Reb Shimon argues that Shmerel agreed to part of Beryl's claim, and that makes him like a regular Moedim Mikzas. So he needs to swear, like regular case of Moedim Mikzas, that he only owes 3 and he doesn't owe 5. So now that we have that case in mind, we bring this back to this memory of Rav Abba. Vafila Rabbi Kiva de Amar, even according to Rabbi Kiva, who says, Mesha Aveda Hava, that when a person admits to part of a claim, he's like a Mesha Aveda, and he doesn't have to swear, Hanimili Hechad Laka Edim. That's only when there's no Edim testifying. Aval Hechad Ika Edim. But in our case, where there are Edim testifying, Irtuse Irtus, we say that he was afraid. So in this case, we're understanding that Reuven told Shimon, you owe me 100. And the only reason why Shimon said, I owe you 50, is because he heard that Edim were going to come testify about this case, and he just didn't know if the Edim were going to be for him or against him. And we're saying that that's why he admitted to 50%. And therefore, even in Korintra Bikiva, he can't be considered a Meshav Aveda, because there are these Edim that he was afraid of, and therefore he's like a regular Mardim Mikdas, and he would have to make a Shvuah. However, Maskev Lamar Ravashi, Mar Ravashi asked the following, Adarabba, we should say the exact opposite. We should say that Afil Reb Shimon Elazar, even Korintra Reb Shimon Elazar, the Amar who had said in that other case, arguing with Reb Kiva, the Mardim Mikdas Atainahava, that when Shmerel agrees to owing 3 coins, he's considered Mardim Mikdas, Hanimili Hechad Laka Edim to come Asayale. That's only when he doesn't have Edim helping him out. So we say that you're considered a Mardim Mikdas and you have to make a Shvuah. But over here, where he has Edim helping him out, because the Edim in our case are come along to say that Shimon doesn't owe Reuven anything, for sure he's considered a Mesha Aveda, and he owes only 50, and he does not have to make a Shvuah regarding the other 50. And so now that we have these 7 memros from Rav Abba, the Gemara tells us, Darsh Marzucha Mishmeid Rav Shimi Bar Ashi, Marzucha Darsh Nenei Rav Shimi Bar Ashi, Helchusa B'chol HaNishmaitza, Kedishal Chalei Rav Abba L'Rav Yisra Bar Chama. The Halacha in all these memros is exactly like Rav Abba had sent Rav Yisra Bar Chama, meaning we pass like Rav Abba in all these cases. So Amar Ravina Ravashi, Ravina asked Ravashi, Rav Nachman Mai, what about Rav Nachman? On Amar Aleph, we had the case where Rav Nachman argued that somebody who's owed money by a father is not allowed to collect that debt from Havadim. And we know that when it comes to DNA Mamanis, we paskin like Rav Nachman. So how could we paskin against Rav Nachman like Rav Abba? And the answer is, Amar Aleph, he told him, Ein Gavin Masninan Law. The real way the Rav Abba had sent this memo to Rav Yisra Bar Chama is that one is not allowed to collect from Havadim. And Vechein Amar Rav Nachman also says that. So it's not that there's a machlaikis Rav Abba and Rav Nachman, it's Rav Abba and Rav Nachman are agreeing to this. So that's not a problem. Ask the Gemara of El Hechsal Fukemai. So what's the halacha coming to exclude? When the Gemara tells us the halacha is like X, Y, and Z, that means that we're coming to exclude an opinion that the halacha is not like that one, rather it's like this one. So who are we coming to exclude by saying the halacha is like Rav Abba? If you want to say it's excluding Shitas Rava, who had said that somebody's allowed to testify about their great uncle, Moisef, who he's just adding on to Rav Abba. Rav Abba had said that a person's allowed to testify about their father's first cousin, and Rava's adding on that a person's allowed to testify about their grandfather's brother, meaning their great uncle. He's just adding on. He's not arguing. And either Mar Bar Avashi, if you want to say it's excluding Mar Bar Avashi, then one's allowed to testify about their own grandfather. We already said that halacha is not like Mar Bar Avashi. On this spot, when we mentioned Shita's Mar Bar Avashi, we said that halacha is not like him. So there's no reason to mention again in the Gemara the halacha is a Rav Abba excluding Mar Bar Avashi. We already excluded Mar Bar Avashi. And Ila Fukim Mid Shmuel Rav Sheshes Rav Papa, if you want to say that it's come to exclude Shita's Shmuel Rav Sheshes Rav Papa, whom we had said in Amud Aleph, allow a blind person to give eidos about something that they knew about before they were blind, specifically in regards to property, well, we already asked on that from a braisa. El rather answers the Gemara, lafukim mid Rabbi Yochanan, it's coming to exclude Rabbi Yochanan. This is a case we just had in this Amud Beis over here, where a person says that this kid is my bechor, even though everyone assumed otherwise. Rabbi Yochanan said that we do not follow the father, or if Abba said that we do follow the father, which is like Shitas Reb Yehuda of yesterday's daf, and that's the sheet that we're coming to exclude. We're saying that the halacha is like Rav Abba and not like Rabbi Yochanan, and also midaskafta Mar Bar Avashi, we're coming to exclude the question of Mar Bar Avashi. Mar Bar Avashi had just asked on this last case regarding when Reuven claimed 100, Shimon admitted to 50, then Adam claimed that Shimon actually doesn't owe anything. Mar Bar Avashi suggested that Shimon should not have to make a shvuah, even according to Rav Shimon Elazar, who usually would say that it's considered moedim miktas. Here it's not moedim miktas because he has Adam supporting him, and by saying that the halacha is like Rav Abba, we're excluding what Mar Bar Avashi is suggesting, and that's because this case is slightly different than a standard case of a person having Adam supporting him. Because what was the setup over here? Reuven claimed $100 from Shimon, Shimon admitted to 50, and only then Adam came to support Shimon. So that's not a classic case of Adam supporting. If the Adam had come before Shimon admitted to 50, and then Shimon said, I owe you 50, well, he has Adam supporting him, and he wouldn't have to make a shvua regarding the other 50. The 50 that he admitted to, he would have to pay, because Haidas Baldin Kame Adam Dami, when a person admits to owing something, it's like it's 100 Adam, so he would still have to pay that 50. He just wouldn't have to make a shvua regarding the other 50. But again, in this case, the Adam came after he admitted to 50, and therefore we follow Rav Abba that it's a regular Maidim Mitzvah situation, and Shimon would have to make a shvua regarding that 50 that he already paid it. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.